Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m.
Now let's hear from two of Houston's young, enterprising, successful entrepreneurs, Tyla Simone Creighton and Tara Martin. Come on up, Tara. And I think Tyla's going to be with us on screen. Hi, Tyla. Hi, Tyla Simone. How are you? Hello, Tara. How are you doing today? Good. Good. Well, I think what we'd like to do is hear about your stories. And so I'm going to ask each of you to give just some background of who you are and what you do. And I think maybe we'll start with Tyla Simone on screen there. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so hi, everyone. Thank you again for having me. My name is Tyla Simone Creighton. I am the 17-year-old CEO of Sienna Sauce. I have been running Sienna Sauce for 3 years now, since the age of 14. And I was recently featured on Shark Tank. This is my product right here. It's Sienna Sauce. We have three flavors, tangy, lemon, pepper, and spicy, and it is great tasting.
Great. Great. And you still live in Sienna Plantation, correct? Good.
Yes,
good. Excellent. Okay, Tara, so tell us a little bit about you, your background, and what you do.
So I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've always been in the fashion space for my whole career. My entrepreneurial career has been about 12 years now, and I'm on my fourth launch. So I am the founder and CEO of DTLA Custom, and it's my fourth brand that we launched January 1, 2015.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's been about 6.5 years, and we basically customize luxury goods with art. So we take Louis Vuitton bags, Birkin bags, Chanel bags, jackets, shoes, wallets, luggage, really anything, and we will completely create it to your vision, whether it's your logo or a design or a custom art spread, anything from, you know, your typical monogram, initials and stripes, all the way to full custom pieces. Wow. Really sky's the limit. So
wow, and you work directly with customers and the brands as well?
Yes. So what's been great about this company, it's kind of taken on this organic life of its own. Originally, I started with just thinking I was going to do it for individuals. Like, oh, you know, I have a Louis Vuitton bag. Like, I'd love to get this on it. But then it completely spiraled into working with tons of brands. We work with Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, Dolce & Gabbana, tons of, you know, global luxury brands. Neiman Marcus, Saks. I mean, so it's totally spiraled into not only with the individual consumer, which I love, but also a whole B2B aspect,
wow,
which has been really fun.
That
yeah.
must be fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Great, great. Okay, well, let's talk to Tyla Simone about the fact that, I don't know if everybody's seen this, but I certainly did. Tyla Simone was on Shark Tank. And it was, if you haven't seen it, Google it, because it's she does such a good job. I'm amazed at your confidence and how you handled yourself on that. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and what it was like?
Yes, it was a crazy experience. We had applied in 2019. They reached out and said, your story looks great. You should apply for Shark Tank. So we did. Although we didn't make it that year, we reached back out in 2020 and said, hey, we don't know if you're doing it this year because there's a global pandemic, but we would love to be a part of it. And they said, yes, we're doing it. So we resubmitted any information we had. The casting director submitted for us too. And then producers reached back out to us for the first time. And then we just kept going through the stages, the different stages. And finally, after being quarantined 10 days in a hotel room, we were on the stage right in front of the sharks walking through those double doors. So
crazy.
It was definitely a once in a lifetime experience.
That's fantastic. And then someone who I'm sure Tara will be familiar with, Kendra Scott, chose to invest in your company. How is that going and what difference did that make for you?
Yes, I mean, it was an amazing opportunity to have someone at her stature even take interest in us. And to hear about her story with her mom and her company, it really showed like how much things that we had in common. And that's something that I really loved about her, especially on the show. She jumped down and was like, I'm the shark for you. And for her to do that, it was just such an honor. And so we're just excited to see where this relationship takes us and where Sienna Sauce will be in the future.
We're excited too. So Tara, tell us a little bit about the inspiration. Who and what inspired you to create DTLA?
So basically every brand that I have launched has been from a need in my own life. It's been something that I'm like, oh, I really want to have that. And then I go to the market to try to buy it and it's not available. So with DTLA Custom, I had seen a girl at a show with a super cute Louis Vuitton bag that, you know, had her initials and stripes and it was colored, you know, dyed on the inside. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm totally doing that. And I happen to be going to Paris for my birthday. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this done as like a special treat to myself. And I walked in and they're like, oh no, you have to order it that way. It takes 10 weeks. Like, we can't do it to a bag you already own. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I was so disappointed. And so I walked out and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this would be a great idea for a business because it could be not just, you know, a Louis Vuitton bag, but really anything you own, bags that you've had, luggage, you know, jacket, leather jackets, anything. And I'm like, oh, this is such a great idea. But this was the beginning of 2014, and I was already running three other brands. One of my brands in particular was just, like, going gangbusters. I'm like, I cannot do a fourth startup. I mean, this is, like, insane, you know?
Crazy.
So
yeah.
I'm like, no, no, no. So I kept, but it just kept plaguing me all year. I mean, it was like haunting me. I couldn't let this idea go. And then fast forward, it's like August of that year. And I think I'd seen like in a magazine or something, Kim Kardashian had her Birkin bag painted with art from her daughter. And I'm like, oh no, someone stole my idea. Like, it's over. I missed it. Yes. And so, you know, I looked it up because I'm like, okay, well, someone's doing it. So great. I can have my bag done now. And it turns out it was just an artist friend of hers who just did it for her. So you still couldn't go as a regular consumer to a company to have this service done. And so I'm like, okay, my idea hasn't been taken yet. All right. And so I finally just gave up on fighting it and I launched January 2015. So I sat on it for, you know, a good 9 months because I was just, my other brands were, I was just working so, so much. And any woman entrepreneur can relate to that story.
Sure.
So, but it just, again, it was in my heart and I couldn't let it go. So I'm glad I did it.
So we are too. We definitely, I think there's some images on some of your bags and other items that you could, maybe it's on the website for GHWCC. We can see those there. Oh, there's some right here. Good.
Oh, perfect.
People can see those. So you can describe a little bit about what people are seeing here.
Yeah, so the top left, those two Louis Vuitton hat boxes, that was a great project we actually did with Louis Vuitton New York for their Soho store. They were doing an event, and that was very special art to Louis Vuitton from a vintage postcard of theirs, and they sent it over, and we did that amazing art on those hat boxes, which is such a great special piece. And then we did, you know, clients of ours often send their art or things that are really inspiring to them to us to do. So we did that Starry Night Van Gogh on an also a Louis Vuitton wallet for a client. That middle piece where it says DTLA at the top is actually Elton John. We commissioned that, Louis Vuitton commissioned that for his 70th birthday, and it's amazing.
Wow.
You can't really tell. It's him at Dodger Stadium with the number 70 Dodger jersey with the piano, which he's done a lot of amazing concerts at Dodger Stadium. So that's a very, you know, one-of-a-kind special piece. And then the other two, so the one that says St. Bart's, we did for Christmas windows 2 years ago, we did special capsule items for like Mexico City, Aspen, Beverly Hills, New York, and they sent very specific art that's meaningful. Actually, also Houston, I don't want to leave that out. Mm-hmm. We did it for the Houston store as well. And so those were special pieces that were all in their Christmas windows, which was a great project. And then a travel poster. So we do a lot of travel art, which I think is such a special gift for people, you know, like, or just things from your country of origin or whatever, like cool postcards, cool things that really reflect your travels and things that are important to you in your life. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
So Tyler Simone, let's talk about your brand and how it came to be and who inspired you, what inspired you to create this? What need did you see that your brand just was perfect for?
Yes. So it was kind of funny. I had the same inspiration as her. I created a need myself. I was eating all these different foods that I love so much, but I didn't have a sauce for them. And so my favorite wing place closed and I didn't have their sauce anymore. So I tried to recreate theirs, but I ended up coming up with my own sauce. And so it kind of took a life of its own. We found out that we could use it on absolutely anything. And it just started solving even more problems. My mom, she unfortunately had a stroke back in 2017. Oh. And so I decided to make my sauce healthier for her. And I took out of a lot of the batter ingredients. And so now it is gluten-free, no high fructose corn syrup. The versatility factor is amazing. And we've been able to find ways to use our brand to promote youth entrepreneurship and give back to our community. So those are all things that I'm super proud of that the business has been able to accomplish. And we can't wait to see what more great things Sienna Sauce can do.
That's fantastic. That's great. Maybe, Tyler Simone, tell us a little bit about the challenges you faced along the way and how you surmounted them.
Yes, in the beginning, it was hard, especially being a young woman, being in this male-dominated industry where there's not a lot of, you know, woman-founded, Black-owned, woman-founded sauces on the shelf. And so really making my place and creating my own space was a big part of this entire journey, and it still is. And so even right now, we're still figuring out, you know, shipping and things like that. Those are challenges that we had to learn as we grew, but I wouldn't trade them for anything because I've learned something every single time a challenge has come our way, and we've been able to overcome it and move forward, especially last year in a pandemic. We found new ways to pivot, engage our community better without being able to directly see them. Yeah. So I'm very proud of me and my team.
Fantastic. Tara, what about you? What are some of the challenges you've had to overcome?
Oh, the trials and tribulations of the entrepreneur journey. Yeah, I totally agree that, you know, even with all the challenges, I wouldn't change anything because, you know, each one you overcome and you pivot and you learn something. And when one door closes, I really believe that another one opens. But I've definitely run into so many of the same business challenges that I know a lot of not only women, but just business owners in general face. One of mine, because it's such a niche business and requires such a high level of skill and talent and artisanship, is finding really trusted team members to not only have that skill set, but also I can trust with, you know, we're dealing with really luxury items. And, you know, just also I think being an entrepreneur, and especially in that startup time, you end up working a lot with your team and it becomes kind of like family. And so, you know, those relationships even become even more meaningful. And so keeping those valued employees, and then, you know, when we have to part ways or the journey, you know, is taking a different pivot for them. You know, that was always a hard thing for me just because I was so close to my team, and especially like being through so much startup stuff, you know, there's that. And then finding like specific office space, like it's a very interesting problem that we had to face with DTLA Custom, because it's not just like, oh, you can just go to some random office. I mean, there was like ventilation issues and paint and, you know, because there's fumes and machinery. And so, you know, I had a lot of trials and tribulations with that. But, you know, the interesting thing is like, kind of like I said in the beginning, everything that I'm like, oh no, like this is like a disaster and it's over, it actually always ends up in hindsight leading to the next right thing, the next best thing. So if you can just stick with that and through those trials, it always ends up, you always end up at the right place that you're supposed to be. I also went through like major litigation, and not DTLA Custom, but a company of mine before that, which was very, very challenging. I mean, I was 27. I was so young. And so that is like a whole story for a whole other day. But, you know, aside from those typical business challenges, I think one of the main takeaways for me is like one of my biggest challenges that just from the entrepreneurial journey in general has been really like a challenge with self. Like, and I think a lot of women could probably relate to this of how do you do this like work-life balance? Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, do 150% over here, but then what happens to everything else? Because there's like not enough hours in the day and you're torn in so many different directions and play so many different roles. And so that's been a really big part of my journey that, especially the last couple of years in my 20s, I like had boundless energy and whatever. But then, you know, I really had to rein that in and really focus on like, what are my core values? How do I, you know, balance everything out? And really, you know, have other areas in my life that are all going to feed into that creativity, that inspiration, sure. and staying with that. So finding that balance, yeah, has been a big challenge.
Sounds like you may have some opportunity to share with Tyler Simone. Yours a couple of steps down the road and finding space and things like that. But what about Tyler Simone? What words of advice would you give to a young entrepreneur starting out just like you did? What advice would you give today?
Yeah, I mean, it relates right back to her answer, and one of her challenges, just the becoming of a woman and figuring out what are your priorities, balancing having a social life, being in school, being an entrepreneur. And so the biggest piece of advice that I always give is take it day by day, but take every day by storm. And so that means
love that.
Don't worry too much about the future. Don't worry too much about the past. Just kind of focus and live in the moment, because a lot of times we miss the moment, and the present is the best place to be. Just be present in a lot of situations, and that will get you very far. And so do the most that you can each day, and just take it day by day and take every day by storm.
There you go. I love that saying. That needs to be on a t-shirt. And what about you, Tara? What would you...
Well, I couldn't agree more. I mean, that is great advice. And, you know, for me, one of the things that has been so important during all of those trials and tribulations and challenges that inevitably come up is to keep bringing yourself back to those core values. Like, what was my inspiration? What was my motivation behind this? Why am I even doing this? You know, so many days you're like, what in the world? Like, I don't even know anymore. But, you know, if you can just be patient, trust the process, really trust yourself and that inner knowing that you had of like, no, this is what I'm going to offer to the world. This is a service I'm bringing. This is what I'm doing. I feel really passionate about it.
Right.
And if you can keep bringing yourself back to those core values and reminding yourself of why it is that you're even doing it, then the answer becomes clear as to like what the next step is. And it really gives you the resilience and the fortification to like keep going forward.
That's fantastic. So. You guys are amazing. So we have just a couple of minutes left. Is there anything, any words of advice, anything differently you do, if anything you want to share with our audience? And leave time to tell people how to get your products, because I want to make sure that we share how our audience here can get these wonderful products that you both have.
So I have thought about this question a lot about what I would do differently, because just myself as a person, I tend to like really analyze and like, oh, should I have done this or should I have pivoted this way? Or like maybe if I hadn't, you know, made that mistake, quote unquote. But, you know, I can really say this now sitting here at this point is like I've looked back and hindsight is such 2020. I mean, I've looked back and I'm like, you know, actually, I wouldn't change anything. I think it's created like such a beautiful tapestry and like it's been, you know, perfectly imperfect. And if you change one ingredient, then I wouldn't be sitting here, you know, telling those tales. So I think it's all when you can look back at your journey and really like accept like, you know, wow, this is actually everything has led to the next thing. And it's really hard when you're in the middle of it to think that. But again, if you go back to like trusting yourself and letting things unfold and staying in the moment, you know, and you'll realize at the end, like, and not even at the end, but just looking back,
not the end.
Yes. but looking back, you know, you'll see that it all aligned and every single thing that I thought was like a tragedy and, oh my gosh, how are we going to surmount this? It actually ended up being more aligned for both myself and the business. And I'm just really grateful for that now.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you, Talisma, what would you have done differently if you could have?
Yeah, I totally agree. I wouldn't have done anything differently. My main thing that I've always kept with me on my journey, I will say, is community. And just how can I focus more on my community? What's more that I can do for my community? And like when we first started the business, the first people that I went and was like, hey, what flavors, what new advice do you guys have? You know, a lot of people that I meet through this journey have so different season to me. Even today, listening to her speak as well, those little moments you can't get back or recreate. So I really would say focus on community and just continue to grow your personal community. So if you guys want to follow me, I'm at CEO Sauce Boss. You can follow at Sienna Sauce. If you want to text me, my phone number is 832-400-4000. 1137. And so you guys can be a part of my community, and I welcome you to the Sienna Sauce family.
All right. And Tara, what's
left? Tyler, we have spoons here. We've been just sampling. It is delicious. So I'm going to give Tara
a sample too. I'm so excited.
And I can't wait to cook my wings at home to dip them in. But I can't believe that at your age you have all of this knowledge. I think back when I was your age, I mean, I probably couldn't make two sentences in front of a camera like this. So congratulations on your success. We're going to be following you. So.
And then, Tara, tell us about where we can get your product.
Yeah, so you can just go to dtlacustom.com, and you can just email me directly. We don't sell any products, so we're just the service. You can just ship your product in. You place your order. We do a digital proof for you so you can see all your art. And, you know, my email is tara@dtlacustom.com, and you can just go ahead and send it in, and we will help you with all the details from there. It's really super
easy.
And
I have already ordered three frames, so I'll bring them to the women in the fast lane and show you them. But I'm just so excited about what she's creating in some frames for my house. So thank you. And we have a book for you here.
Thank you for having me. I feel so honored to be here.
We're so happy to spend time with you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you again. Big round of applause for Tara and Tyla Simone. Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.